Lizzie Jolce is joining us. Morning to you, Lizzie.
Good morning, Andrew.
You've been a busy girl out at Rose Hill this morning, and now the field is out let's go through it here. Castel Vecchio, 3 in a field of 8. Bivouac's drawn 6. Prince Faywas, 5. Yes, 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 2. Exceedance, 7. Kubrick, 1. Dawn Passage, 8. And Yow Dash has drawn 4. Now, you would have caught up with the Wather team and also Michael Hawks this morning.
Yes, I did, Andrew. Yeah, it sounds like not a very big field, but certainly a very select field. And I think 8 is the best around at the moment. I spoke up to Michael Hawks about Exceedance, and he couldn't have been happier with how he's progressed. We all knew that he was going to obviously take improvement going into this race, third up into a preparation. And they just feel that he's going to be certainly peaking on the day. Obviously, the 1400 is completely different to the 1200 metres. So, looking forward to seeing how he performs at that level. I suppose his gait is going to be slightly against him. It would be nicer if he saw a softer gait and he could have sat a little bit closer, or maybe he still might be able to do that. But I'm sure, you know, I'm certainly going to go against him off of one, maybe on face value, disappointing run. But when you look at the sectionals, it was just as good as the winner and the other two horses that ran second and third. Also had a chat with Chris Waller and asked him if he could split his two, and there's just no way that he could. He said both of them are going really, really well. They're both at the same stage in their preparations. And on Saturday, after the Golden Rose, that will really tell where they're going to go with each of them, whether they head to, say, the Coolmore, or whether they head to a race like the Caulfield Guineas. But certainly both look like really nice colts, and they've proven that. They've just got to get that Group 1 on the board, and they'll be stallions in the making.
Yeah, for sure. There was some discussion about gear changes or a gear addition with Exceedance, but nothing's officially gone into the system, so we'll wait and see what happens the next few hours. Chris Waller, obviously, Arcadia Queen and Enticing Star are both nominated for Saturday. What's the general view there?
Arcadia Queen won't take her place, but then they'll wait until... It doesn't look like she will take her place. They'll wait until Wednesday acceptances to see whether she will start in that race. But I think it's the option either to go there or the Premier, or maybe just go next start into the Everest. So Dave McDonald was on her this morning and had a feel of her again and said that she's in great order, and she's obviously bounced out of that last start performance. So she's heading in the right direction, and she's certainly a very exciting horse for the future. Then you've got Enticing Star, who will take her place in the Golden Pendant. She's going to have a run there. And the other filly that was nominated in two races was Celebrity Girl in the Shannon and the Pendant. And I believe that he's going to make a decision on Wednesday morning with representing both of those two races. So I think he's leading towards splitting, obviously, Enticing Star and Celebrity Girl up, which would be the logical reading behind it, because you obviously don't want to run two horses that are ready to win in the same race.
It's interesting. We've seen Arcadia Queen come out and go whoosho. Was there a bit of confidence around Enticing Star?
Yeah, there has been all the way through with Enticing Star. I think they've always thought that Arcadia Queen, as far as the Everest is concerned, I think the stable have always thought Arcadia Queen is going to be, obviously she's a very, very good mare, but they've always thought that Further is going to be better for her, whereas Enticing Star is an out-and-out sprinter, and they've always generally, I think maybe they haven't openly said it, but just hearing after trials, I've watched, you know, both of those horses at the trials, and just hearing after the trials saying, you know, how sharp Enticing Star is and how much turn of foot she's got over those sprint distances. I think that's they're pretty excited about seeing her step out, because she's been showing plenty at home.
Yeah, understand. No, I think we all can't wait to see. There'll be all those interviews and plenty more info right through the week on Sky Racing. Lizzie, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day.